and the children's rosary, the children there singing. And that's the topic of our guest today on this program, Cause of Our Joy. We pray the rosary, the chaplet of divine mercy. If you heard the first part of the program, the children reciting the rosary, that's the children's rosary out of West Hartford, Connecticut. And they've been going on for since 2011, April 2011. And that's, what, 5 years now almost. And its founder is with us today via telephone from West Hartford, Connecticut. And her name is Blythe Coffin. And we welcome Blythe to Cause of Our Joy. Welcome, Blythe.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. And thank you also for airing the Children's Rosary every week. It's been such a gift to have the little voices of the children coursing through the airwaves, reaching out and drawing people, hopefully, to prayer and praying the rosary.
It is a gift, isn't it? And thank you for allowing it to happen and stepping out in faith to do that. Why don't you explain to the listener out there actually how did it all begin? For those that haven't heard your story, I mean, it's been 5 years now. When did it all begin with you?
It really began with a simple request for help from our pastor. Our church was in some trouble in terms financially, and he was concerned for the future of his existence, and so he reached out to all of us to help financially support the parish more. He tried to give some more as our family, but after a couple of months, he came back up and said really nothing had much changed, and we were still in very uncertain times where we didn't know if we would exist. And in prayer, the thought came, maybe we should bring our children to prayer for the parish, because we know how powerful the prayers of children are. So I approached him, and he gave permission for us to meet. We met on April 10th, 2011, and no one really knew that we were meeting in our lower chapel. There were about less than 10 children. Some of them had disabilities just by chance, but that ended up coming. And we later found out that that weekend was the highest collection, second only to Easter and Christmas of that year. Mm. So it was just a beautiful signal, grace, of the power of the prayers of children. Our parish is still in existence. We really feel like we've had a wonderful rebirth, too, of prayer in the parish. And that one meeting turned into a prayer group that meets monthly, the children leading the rosary, and it's called now the Children's Rosary. For a year and a half, we were just one little group in one parish, and then beautifully doors opened, and this began to spread, and now it exists in 25 states in the U.S. and approximately 13 countries at this point.
Praise God. That is something. And your parish is, what parish is that in West Hartford?
St. Thomas the Apostle.
St. Thomas the Apostle. In traveling throughout the United States, of course, you've traveled to promote the Children's Rosary in different venues. As far as I met you down at Little Audrey's birthday celebration, I think it was in Medway, Massachusetts. They had a special presentation down there, and your group was down there. And I was so taken by the simplicity, the innocence of the children and from their hearts praying the rosary. Isn't it something when you hear a child's voice, and you've said this before in your interviews, that just hearing the child's voice asking the Lord for something or even praising the Lord can really touch somebody's heart?
Yes, I think that children have a unique way of making their way into hearts, especially the hardest of hearts. And maybe, you know, when someone's even listening on the radio, they may not even be used to praying the rosary, but when they hear the voices of children, sometimes they'll stop and they'll kind of listen for a moment. And that allows the Lord to reach deeper into their hearts. The other thing about having the Children's Rosary on the airwaves is that there are little groups meeting that are praying very hard that they may be able to help our Lord, and that's putting grace behind all of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of grace flowing because of the children and their faithfulness to praying the rosary in little prayer groups. And so I think the Lord blesses that because he sees these little ones that are still so innocent, and they're praying to him only that they may help him here.
And he said in Scripture, Jesus says, unless you become like little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So there again, in other parts of Scripture also, he says that, let my children come to me. It's very vital and very important in this whole movement, the Children's Rosary. What have you seen so far? I know there were instances, I believe, of miracles of people being healed from sickness and conversions of heart. Have you seen that more happen now?
Well, I would say there's less mystical things happening. So, I mean, I don't think most of things, there's been some people reporting just spiritual healings in their families, mm-hmm. like that. But I think the most profound thing I'm just seeing is just a return of prayer in the families and the beautiful fruits in the parishes, seeing children praying and new children coming who've never prayed, looking at our Blessed Mother and the statue before her, stroking her. Just the beauty and the simplicity of the children praying has been, to me, the most profound. It's actually the simplest and most common things, you might say, but have touched me the deepest. And also, sometimes I've seen different people stepping forward to help the Children's Rosary, and I've been so inspired by it. We have a new group leader in Ohio that's blind, and she was feeling called to do this after she saw it on EWTN, and so it took about 2 years of her praying, but then she finally called. And it hasn't been as easy, but she says, I have the time, and I want to help. And she prayed that some sighted people would help her, and the Lord beautifully sent her two people from her parish. She realized that her guide dog was a beautiful attraction to the children, so she prayed that someone would help her make a little banner that said the Children's Rosary with our logo, and some women who do sewing in her parish came forward and said they would help her make one, and they have. So it's just beautiful to see how our Lord will use the humblest, the people who you would least think could help. They come forward and help, and you just see fruits coming from their efforts, and she's able to bring a good number of children together to pray the rosary as a little children's rosary, and that's been really beautiful to see.
It sounds it. And like you said, a lot of people come forward out of faithfulness to our Lord, and a lot of people want to take part in it. So it's a love that's being transferred to all these different hearts and everything, and they're coming together for one reason. That's to honor our Lord Jesus through His Blessed Mother's intercession, and it's just a beautiful thing. In your travels also, you happened to take a little trip out to Philadelphia this past summer or fall, I believe. Explain to the audience out there exactly what happened.
Well, we realized early on that the World Meeting of Families was going to be held pretty close to us, relatively speaking, and it's only about 4 hours' drive. I don't usually do a lot of traveling because I have a disability with my joints, and travel is a little bit difficult. I need the help of my husband and so forth to do things like that. So, but we made a decision to go as a family and to have a booth for the Children's Rosary at the World Meeting of Families. People came from all over the world to attend. And then it was concluded by 3 days of the Holy Father visiting Philadelphia, holding masses, visiting the prison, and so forth. So we were there beginning on September 21st until through the 27th. And so we were able to meet so many different people. That was really one of the most beautiful things, is meeting people from all around the world, which has brought some wonderful things for us, a new children's rosary group in Zimbabwe, a new children's rosary group in Ecuador, all over the world. So that was just a wonderful blessing for us to be able to be in the presence of so many people that wanted to pray and be present for the Holy Father's visit.
How did it seem when you saw the Holy Father go by in his motorcade and everything?
Yeah, we saw him several times, actually. We were amongst millions of people. Mm-hmm. We weren't in any special because of the Children's Rosary area, but we were amongst the crowds, and he made himself very visible, driving around several times and getting out they had a knotted grotto that was outside the basilica where people from all over the world had come and written knots in sort of an inspiration from Our Lady of Undoer of Knots. And mm-hmm. so he got out, and we could see from the teletrams him going into that and praying, and we'd hoped that he would go in and pray there because we put intentions in there for the Children's Rosary, all the members, and, of course, people from around the world had done that, homeless, children, all those type of things, they had written intentions. So that was beautiful to see. He makes such an effort to remember everyone as much as he can possibly do. He tries to get out and meet the people.
Mm. More like a pastoral charism that he has in his papacy, is that he's like a pastor, in which he is. He's a priest first, but just to get out there and touch the people, to be with them, or like some people say, to smell like the sheep, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's what he's doing out there. And definitely people out there listening, I know the Children's Rosary is doing this, but part of the rosary is actually praying for the intentions of the Holy Father. That's the indulgence that goes with praying for those. And also just pray for his intentions, or just right out pray for him, because there is a lot of opposition out there, even though the media starting to ebb away. I see a little bit of when they were infatuated with him when he first became Pope. But now they're kind of seeing that he hasn't changed, or the church hasn't changed any positions in what they wanted to see with marriage and pro-life and everything. They wanted that to change and thought he was going to, you know, change things. But he's staying firm in his beliefs with what the church teaches, what the magisterium teaches. And he's going to need prayer. So we ask our listeners out there that are listening to keep on praying fervently for our Holy Father and for the church.
Absolutely. We do ask that the children conclude their rosary with the prayers for the Holy Father. So, yes, we definitely agree that it's so important to pray for our Holy Father's intentions.
Mm. In other parts of the world, you said 30-something countries, 33 countries, I believe, that you're part of around the world. A new place would be Nampur. Is it Nampur in Pakistan?
Yes, it's been a surprise to us over the past year. We've had an increase in numbers of children's rosary groups in Pakistan. And the most recent one is, yes, in Noorpur Church in Pakistan. It's a rural, actually Muslim town. But there's still a presence of people, Christians, that have a strong devotion to our Blessed Mother and to the Rosary. And so we've been seeing these little children's rosary groups popping up in these parishes, very rural parishes, and the children are praying sometimes daily, others weekly, and others monthly. So it's been beautiful to see that.
That's wonderful. And like we've talked about before, the Muslim faith, they do reverence our Blessed Mother, but in a different way. They believe that she's a holy woman. But they do talk about Mary in the Quran. There's actually several chapters of the Quran that are on Mary. And so that somehow, I know you probably think yourself, and some people out there listening might also believe that Mary's going to bring us all together, as she has been called to do, to her Son. Do you see that coming soon?
Well, I agree with you in the sense that Our Lady calls all of her children, and mm-hmm. she makes no distinction. And she says, I think it was, I'm forgetting the reference, but that to pray the rosary as her children, not as a Catholic or a Christian. I see that most beautifully with the children's rosary, because children, in their innocence, they don't ask the person next to them, what are you this? Or
no, they don't.
Or this or that. They just kneel down and they pray, and that simplicity and innocence, is there's a lot of wisdom behind that. And so if a Muslim child were to kneel down next to one of the Catholic children or the Christian children in the children's rosary, that would be beautiful. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's no sacraments being given. They're just praying. And so that is a wonderful way to bring people together. And I think the children have a way of bringing people together, because most people are open to children, and these little groups that have formed have the children are praying in the church, but they have a uniquely, really, because we don't see this as much in the United States, but these children often, because they're meeting daily, will go out into the streets and pray with the poor, go into the homes of the sick, and have made just a wonderful impact on these families that were feeling very desperate. And the kids come in, they leave their rosaries, maybe they don't even know if they're going to get any more, and they leave their rosaries with the families. The families then, we see, are starting to pray the rosary daily, and they keep checking on them. And whole towns are being revitalized in prayer, and it's all happening very peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very interesting to see it unfold, because I wasn't aware of the Christian community, Catholic community in Pakistan, but they're very devout. And I feel like we're actually receiving a lot of graces from them, as opposed to we think we're helping them. But in turn, I think they're actually, because of their intensity of their prayers, they've just infused so much grace and blessings into the prayer group movement that's allowed it to spread even further.
Isn't that something? And it's actually, yeah, our Blessed Mother, with her holy mantle covering everybody, like you said, not just Catholics and Muslims, but everybody, Jews, Pakistan, any people that don't even believe in Jesus. I mean, the graces are there. They're coming down. Whether they receive the grace, that's another story, but they're to be taken. And with our Blessed Mother's rosary in Fatima being 100 years, I guess it's the anniversary next year will be 100 years. And this year, the year of mercy, our Holy Fathers proclaimed for the Church. It's just one thing after another, helping us, which only means that Jesus is coming sooner. So what better way to prepare ourselves for his coming is to pray the rosary to get closer to him and meditate on the mysteries of his life and our Blessed Mother. And what better way than that than through the Holy Rosary? So no matter if you're Catholic, Protestant, we do have Protestants that listen to this program, and I'm sure that's there's an interest there that they have. They're not quite sure what it is yet, but we pray for them at this point too, and we offer our rosaries for them that they will come closer to Jesus.
Exactly. Oh, it's our Blessed Mother's calling all of her children to come gather around. She always leads us to her Son, so there's no fear in loving her too much. I think St. Maximilian Kolbe says, never worry of loving our Blessed Mother too much. You can never love her more than her Son did. So there's no concern about putting too much attention on rallying around our Blessed Mother, because she just gets us on the straightest course to her Son. So we're very safe in her hands, and I felt that if we can get our children to her, she's going to protect their purity and also lead them in holiness and form them as she did her own Son in holiness.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just get our children to her, I think it's going to bring forth a beautiful springtime in our faith, because that's the future of the Church. So if we can bring our children there, things are going to be a bright future.
Very good. And speaking of children's rosary, now that people out there listening might say, well, I have a few children here. I mean, is there a limitation on how many children can be in the children's rosary group to start a quote-unquote children's rosary group?
No, some of our groups are very tiny. We've even had one group that's just two siblings that go and they meet, and occasionally a third person comes. And we've seen beautiful fruits come. They meet every week in Oregon on a Saturday morning, and just wonderful graces, because they're thirsting for our Lord. They're thirsting for souls to come and join them, and not always do they come. And maybe a group leader leads it in, and again, they might find that children don't come, and they pray that they will, that more will come. So never be concerned that you have too few or you don't have any children of your own. Grandparents have started it, even with not having grandchildren around. But we have found that groups will grow over time, that they may be 5, 6, 10. Some of our groups in Africa are much larger, 75. So, but I've come to see that the numbers really, really don't matter. And it's the intention to help our Lord, to bring children to him, and the graces come in your own family, in your parish. And so it's just the question of saying, yes, I'd like to try to do this for our Lord, for our Blessed Mother, for the future of the Church. And then the rest is pretty straightforward.
And Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be amongst them. So, like you said, it doesn't matter the number, but he's there. Jesus is amongst us, spiritually amongst us, when we pray the rosary. And where two or three are gathered. And also, I'm going to let you give the contact numbers that people may call if they want to. There might be some listeners out there right now today that have children that it might be touching their hearts to start a group, and what more important time than start today? You can call Blythe Kaufman at 860-561-4881. That's Connecticut, 860-561-4881. And what's the address for sending donations or writing to for supplies or anything of that, Blythe? What's your address there?
Well, the mailing address is P.O. Box 271743. Again, that's P.O. Box 271743, West Hartford, Connecticut, 06127. And that zip is 06127. And we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3b organization, and our mission is to start children's rosary prayer groups. And we do send materials and rosaries within the United States to new groups starting that if a group leader doesn't have the funds to be able to pay for them, or for the shipping costs and so forth, and the materials to send them to groups. And right now we're sending group packages to Philippines, always sending more group packages to Pakistan because of the growth that we've seen there, but all over the world. So we're really grateful for people.
Praise God. It's just beautiful. And Blythe also has an email account, or email address rather, and it's small case letters, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E, .Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N, at gmail.com. You might have some requests or petitions that you might want to give to Blythe for the kids to pray for, and you can email her with those petitions, or just tell her, hey, I love listening to the Children's Rosary. I'd like to have it on our radio station in our hometown. Maybe we can work something out there. Pray for that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that the Children's Rosary will even be brought all over this New England. I mean, I know it is here in Massachusetts. I believe you said several places in Connecticut, too. It's on the radio in New Jersey and everything. Pray for that, right? We need that to happen.
Oh, yeah. That would be wonderful to have it. It's the most recent area to be added was Alaska, and interior Alaska, it's airing. So that was unexpected, but really beautiful.
I read that, like something like 5 days a week, right?
Yeah, and it's going across Anchorage, Fairbanks, and North Pole, Alaska.
Is that right? That's fantastic. I'm sure the kids are happy about that, right? For other reasons. Oh, boy, the North Pole. Well, that shows you that our Lord wants to reach all the points of this world. He wants his love to be everywhere, and it is going to be everywhere. And with the Children's Rosary happening, that's surely going to happen. And Blythe, we want to thank you once again for being on Cause of Our Joy today. And we'll keep in touch with you from time to time to see how things are progressing. And we know how it's going to happen, what the end is, right? But we want to make sure everyone's on board. And you know, it's such a beautiful apostolate ministry that you have there. And your kids are doing fine. Everyone's doing fine. Your husband's doing fine.
We're all doing very, very well. And I might also add, we do also have a website if anyone wanted to find out more information about the Children's Rosary. It's childrensrosary.blogspot.com. Again, childrensrosary.blogspot.com. And you can find out if there's a Children's Rosary near you or where they're located and how to start a group.
Right. That's very good. And if you don't remember all that, if you type in the searcher there, the browser, whatever you want to call it, just type in Children's Rosary, and it's like the third title down, I think. You'll see that you can go in there and click on, and it'll bring you to everything that Blythe just talked about. So sometimes it's hard to get all the words down. But Children's Rosary, capital C, capital R, and you'll get to Blythe's website there. And it's very informational in what they're doing, and it shows a lot of great pictures on there of the kids having a great time and praying, and just a wonderful thing to experience. When's the next time you're going to be on television? You know that?
Oh, I'm not sure about any kind of interviews, but we do. The Children's Rosary does air on EWTN once a month. The schedule's on our website. Airs in the United States and Canada once a month, and then more frequently in Africa, India, the Pacific Rim, and now in Europe. So people are able to see the children praying on EWTN, and that helps them to have a glimpse into what the Children's Rosary is.
Very good. Keep in your prayers Mother Angelica, who is now on a feeding tube, as if you haven't heard, and she's not able to eat physically now, but she needs nourishment through a feeding tube. And she, you know, she's offering up a lot of her suffering, I'm sure, for the salvation of souls. So keep her in your prayers. I know you are, Blythe, and all the children out there and everyone else that are listening, too. And once again, Blythe Kaufman, thank you for being with us today in Cause of Our Joy.
Thank you.
God bless. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.